Did you catch the interesting twist in this morning's gospel? It's really phenomenal. The master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. If you're paying attention, let's just review what this dishonest steward did. He realized that he was out of luck, down on his luck. He was not going to have a job any longer. And yet, at the moment that he discovers that he is no longer going to be employed by this rich man, this steward, dishonest as he is, has control of accounts for the rich man. So he starts making side deals with all these people in the town who owe his master money for the master's goods. And of course, this causes the rich man to lose money, but it puts the dishonest steward in a good place afterwards, and he's already calculating this. He says, I'm going to make deals with these people on the side so that when my employment ends, I'm going to have favors to call in with all these folks that I work side deals with. Now, you do realize that the rich man, the owner of all this property, knows what's going on. It's very clear at the end, he's not surprised what happened. And not only that, he commends the dishonest steward for acting prudently. It's a really odd gospel in a way, because it's very rare that you hear the Lord praising someone who's dishonest. But the point of the parable is not his dishonesty. The point of the parable is the man, the dishonest steward's prudence. And this is a virtue that is often misunderstood, yet absolutely crucial in our moral system. And as a moral theologian, trust me, when I see these gospels and the virtues are on full display, I go, yay, okay, something to talk about on Sunday. So just a quick overview. When we're baptized, most of us as infants, into our souls, we receive the virtues of faith, hope, and charity. These are called theological virtues. They're oriented towards our final good, which is heaven. There's a second class of virtues which flow from them called the cardinal or moral virtues. And from these, all the other virtues in our moral system flow. They are temperance, which is the regulated use of food and drink and sex. We have fortitude, which is courage. Justice, which is a social virtue that things we owe to others, including God. In fact, right now, your very practice of your religion is an act of justice towards God. You owe him Sunday worship because he said so, period. And here you are, being just towards God. And then finally, there's prudence, which St. Thomas Aquinas calls auriga virtutem, the charioteer of all the virtues. This is the virtue that directs justice and courage and temperance. So in a certain sense, we might say, among these virtues, justice is among the highest. Prudence is the one that drives them all. Now, prudence gets a mixed bag rap in contemporary culture. For instance, if you talk about someone who is, when it comes to sexual mores, is quite, let's say, I hate to use the word conservative, but careful. There's a pejorative term that we used to use, at least in the 90s and in the 80s. You were called a prude. That was not a compliment, by the way, especially in the world of hypersexualization. Okay. But yet, when it comes to financial matters, acting prudently is praised. In fact, last time I was there, I think I remember a big building in Boston called the Prudential Building. The Prudential, get a piece of the rock. It's this idea, right, that they're going to handle your money well. So you can see in contemporary culture, prudence gets a little bit of a mixed rap. In some regards, it's good to the secularist. In other regards, not. To we as believers, prudence is always good. Now, it's quite easy, I would say, to see how prudence, which is essentially, in the simplest of terms, doing the right thing at the right time for the right reason, is very important. And where it gets very tricky in the moral life is when, for instance, you're doing something good, but because of your lack of prudence, even though you intend well, a bad result occurs. I'll give you an example, a macro example. Years ago, there was a African village in the Congo that was decimated by an earthquake. That village, its specialty was producing textiles, clothing mostly. And so that was the industry. So a evangelical church in Tennessee found out about the decimation of this village. And the people in the church, this evangelical church in Tennessee, said, you know what we need to do? We need to send them supplies. Well, what they decided to do was send them clothing, free clothing. Well, you can imagine how that decimated the economy of a town that relied on textiles. Nobody wanted to buy clothing anymore because there was lots of free clothing available at the churches. They didn't know that. These people in Tennessee meant well, they intended well, but their particular action, imprudent as it was, albeit well-intending, led to more disaster. The town never recovered. Or how about truth-telling? This happens a lot in sins of speech. We can tell the truth. That's a good thing. Everybody praises truth-telling. But we might tell the truth to the wrong person at the wrong time. In fact, our truth-telling may reveal a hidden fault about that person. The statement was true, but it was imprudent to share that information with the person with whom you did, because it actually put the person in a bad light, ruined their reputation. They say, but I told the truth. No, I know you told the truth, but you did so imprudently. It means to say that prudence, as a charioteer of all the virtues, is so important for directing even our good acts. It's easy to see how prudence is exercised when we need to choose between right and wrong, or good or evil, depending how you construe those terms. A lot harder to see when you think you're doing something good and perhaps realize later it results in a bad effect. This is the praise of prudence that's really behind everything in today's scripture. It's not about the dishonest steward's tenacity or his crookedness in the end, but it's in praise of the virtue of prudence. So it's important for us to realize that it is not enough to do good. Prudence directs us to do the good thing at the right time for the right reason and in the right way. Let us pray today that as we navigate through our lives, that we will always desire not only to do the good, but to do so prudently, so that like the dishonest steward in today's parable, we too may come into the praise of the rich man who represents the Father. May Jesus Christ be praised both now and forever. Amen.